Good morning. My name is Steve Yule. I'm executive director of the CTA Foundation, the charitable foundation affiliated with the Consumer Technology Association. And it's my pleasure to be joined today by Robin Raskin, founder of Living in Digital Times and a member of the board of trustees of the foundation. And Robin, I'm really pleased to have you joining me here today. Could you tell us a little bit about what you're doing at CES this year?
So Living in Digital Times, while we love CES and all the new gadgets, we always felt that there should be a context and a story, because if people aren't educated about the benefits of the gadgets, nobody benefits, and the marketplace doesn't benefit. So we do conferences about digital health, about fitness, babies, beauty. We did, the first time ever, we did a digital money conference that was wild. The end of cash as you know it. But near and dearest to our hearts is the foundation and the CTA Foundation, and the fact that we are really seeing so many practical things come out of this show to help both an aging population and their caregivers.
I know in some of your programming you've had a lot of things going on that have been related to aging and caregivers. And what are a few of the highlights that you've seen this week?
So if you walk our show floor in the health and fitness areas, you'll see things like bands for pain management. You'll see home tensor things. Things you would have had to travel across town to get to a doctor, you can now do in the comfort of your home. You'll see tablets from people like Independa that can monitor your functions as well as help you communicate with your family. You'll see pill bottles that remind you, they're smart and remind you to take your medication. You'll see clever things like showers that turn on and off when you walk on and have temperature controls so that you don't have to worry about an aging population who might burn themselves. Smart pots that remember to shut off so you don't leave them. Tracker finding lost keys and glasses. So these things sound trivial, but when you put them all together, what it means is you have a home that you can live in longer and gracefully and with some control thanks to technology that talks to each other, really playing into the Internet of Things and smart homes.
What I was going to say is it sounds like IoT is really going to change the way that we age, change the way we experience disability. There's so many opportunities that we're seeing here. Now, talk about beyond just the individuals who are experiencing this, there's also the caregivers, all of our loved ones as we're spread out across the country. How can technology help us as caregivers for our loved ones?
So the secret tip is you never tell your aging loved one they have to buy this. You say, do it for me because I worry, and that is really changing the conversation. So you're seeing communications. There's a product called Illy, I-L-Y. It's basically FaceTime, but it's a video phone, just like you saw in 1964 at the World's Fair, where a grandchild who's three can hit a button and talk to grandma. They're doing homework together. And so the caregiver can monitor everything from vital signs to did you take your pill today, because you get a text on your mobile phone telling you on the sensors on the other end, did mom leave the house? Did she get into the kitchen by 10 o'clock? Is she sleeping enough? And it may seem invasive, but the flip side is that they can't live at home. So when you look at that trade-off, you have an ecosystem, and the third part of that ecosystem is the doctor. The doctor who now doesn't have to know all the time every day, but can see a monitor of your heart rate or your pulse or your breathing tracked over time and be alerted to any delta in change.
So it sounds like, you know, one of the amazing things I see is the social connection and just being able to reconnect people with friends, with family, being able to get out of the home if you're not able to do that, and just the incredible health benefit that we can see from that. You know, one of the big trends that I've seen this year at CES is just the expanded role that accessibility has had, the number of programming that we've had here, the number of attendees that represent different disability communities as well as aging communities. Why do you think it's so important for accessibility to be at CES?
Some of the most remarkable innovations, and especially from some of our young kids over in Eureka Park, are tackling problems we couldn't solve. GPS, virtual reality, can help a blind person navigate through space just like a sighted person. Hearing, devices that can help you in a crowded, noisy restaurant, hone in on the sound. So all of these things will increase our job force, they'll increase diversity, they'll give everybody more of an equal foot in the workforce and in the world. And so it's so great to see that I think every year, as you watch CES, if you watch for years and years as I have, we get more inclusive and our tent gets bigger. And the fact that we can embrace everybody from disabilities, abilities, aging, kids, we do babies, we do prenatal care, maternal care. Our tent is so large now and so important that we're affecting change all over the world.
That's great. And speaking of some of the Eureka Park, you've run a couple contests here. Can you give us a few updates on those?
Yes, we had our last Gadget Standing event yesterday, and the winner was a 3D creation camera. So not just that you can watch virtual reality, but for a very low price point, you can make your own virtual reality. We had a baby bump contest with wonderful things like fetal monitors, nutrition counters. We had a fashion wear show where the latest accessories and high-tech fashions, some for your health, HexoSkin with monitors built into the clothing to monitor heart rates, vests that give you a squeeze and a hug when you need one, caretaking robots that are going to be companions in our home and also do some of the heavy lifting as that gets harder and harder. So the contests have been a great way to educate people in a fun and entertaining way.
Well, that's great. If people want to learn more about everything that you're doing, where should they go?
So join us at http://livingindigitaltimes.com, and that's our gateway to all of these different experiences we provide here. And again, thanks to CTA and the Foundation. We couldn't do it without it, and the Foundation is like the proudest thing we do.
We are so happy to have you involved in the Foundation and for everything that you do here at CES. So if people are interested in learning more about the CTA Foundation, they can go to ctafoundation.tech. So thank you, Robin.
Pleasure.